Fuck you, Lester Ryan. Thank you. You see, I didn't quite, because it all sounded like one word.
Yeah. You see, I'm only familiar with it because it's not far away from my home.
There you go. That's right. So Duggan Steele. Duggan Steele. I was going, I hope somebody's here that can translate that. That all sounded like oneword.com or something, or .ie. Lester Ryan, Kilkenny captain, one of the youngest players in a team full of legends, but now fast becoming a legend himself. You're welcome to the Chip Van.
Thanks a million, Ryan. It's a lovely place. Nice and warm in here.
Yeah, it's not too bad given what's happening outside. You know, it's one thing winning and the All-Ireland and holding the cup and everything else, but it's quite another being in the Chip Van, I'd say, is it?
Oh yeah, it's a different experience altogether, one I won't forget.
Do you feel like making a speech now, Lester?
No, I won't talk about it. This area is very nice. The area I came into first, though, is not as nice.
Yeah, and that's kind of like a ghost train, so you have to pass through ghouls and villains and
all the plebs and into celebrity.
It's like Santa's grotto gone wrong.
Yeah.
Have you ever been out to Castlecomer Discovery Park, by the way?
No, I haven't, actually.
You've got to get out there.
No, yeah, I know. These are the kind of things you don't visit when it's
on your doorstep.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they should use it for training for the team.
Because nobody's giving them any more ideas.
Tell Brian Cody that they need to get down there with the high wire and the kind of running around. And they put you on your toes, that place.
Oh, God, no. I don't even want to think about winter training yet.
Oh, God, gotcha.
Yeah.
Did they take you away after you win for a week? Holiday somewhere?
No, not if we have a team holiday at the end of the year going to Miami, so we're looking forward to that now.
So when does that happen? December?
December, yeah, the 30th of December, off to Miami.
Oh, just so New Year?
Just as, yeah, we'll be celebrating the New Year in Miami, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, you deserve it. You all deserve it last man. Are you allowed to bring girls and wives?
Yeah, girlfriends and wives are coming, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So it's not just like a big dirty stag, it's proper.
Oh, no, yeah, it's a proper holiday, family holiday.
For a week?
For about 10 days.
10 days, lovely. Yeah. That's what you need, because you guys are, I always think it's extraordinary when I watch All Ireland and finals. Yeah. You work your heads off, you know, as you say, winter training, everything else. And unlike the rugby guys, who kind of you must look a little enviously, because you're getting the same treatment as a kind of rock star in your county or wherever you're from, but you're not getting quite the same payoff.
Yeah, well, look, that's just the way it is. You're naturally brought up in the GAA, knowing that's an amateur sport, and you enjoy it for
that's
what
true.
It is. You know, the hard training is to win, not for the glamour or the money, obviously.
Yeah.
So you know, you're just used to it. It's just something you've already accepted, and it's fine.
Okay, so you don't do envy.
Well, not much of it.
A little bit every now and again.
Yeah, every now and again. If you have to get up after celebrating, and then you end up in school teaching at 9 o'clock in the morning, you might start envying. Then all right, but
I'm always amazed. You know, when I see guys who are, you know, winning in All Ireland one Sunday afternoon, and within 3 or 4 days they're back as medical reps or teachers or working in the bank and on the road. You just think, God, what a tough life.
Yeah. Well, look, we were back Tuesday morning.
You weren't.
So back in school 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning after the All-Ireland.
On the Tuesday morning?
On the Tuesday morning.
Not even a few more days just to go off and let...
We enjoyed our few days, so we're back to work.
Yeah.
You know, the kids won't teach themselves.
That's true. God, you've got some attitude. No wonder you've won the All-Ireland, because you know, other people would go, and they had us dragged back to work, and you're saying, yeah, well, that's my job, and that's the way it is. That's the ethos of the organisation, I suppose.
Ah, yeah, that is the way it is, yeah, and you have to accept that. You know, in fairness, I'm up in Kieran's up the road there, and a lot of teachers would have covered classes for me on the Monday.
Yeah.
After the All-Ireland, so, you know, you can't ask them to cover again.
Gosh, it's amazing. I have to say, I'm blown away by the simplicity of it, but that's what it is. Do you like teaching, Lester?
Yeah, I love teaching, yeah. In fairness, it fits in so nice. There's four of us up in Kieran's that were on the panel. Myself, Michael Welsh, John Joe Farrell, and Michael Rice as well.
Right, okay.
So we're all up there, and it just suits everything. I mean, we wind down in June, and we have our few months holidays when things get going on the hurling field.
Yeah.
And we're back there in September. Maybe if the All-Ireland was brought forward a bit, it might suit us better. But
I'll have a word with the lads.
Yeah, talk to someone.
Talk to somebody. Did you always want to be a teacher? You know, they talk about a vocation. Did you want to be the teacher?
I wasn't sure what I wanted to be maybe when I left college. But
what were you thinking? What were the forks in the road?
Business was probably my strong points in school, business and maths. And I was going to go on and be an accountant, but I tried a couple of months work experience for that, and I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, well, I said...
bit dull?
Then you were working through the summer, and you know, you're working from 9 to 5, and straight away quick turnaround and go training. So I said, no.
The teaching hours are friendlier for a man like yourself.
They are, so it works out better, and you have your holidays at the right time of the year and everything like that. And you know, you're finished work at 4 o'clock and you go home, and you have your hour at home before you turn around and go train. Instead of, I know some lads on the panel are working in Dublin, and they're coming straight from work to training. I don't think I'd like that, but
that's a bit tough going, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. Yeah, there's only so much of that you probably do. So.
Okay. Are we taking you from your school this morning?
No, my transition years on work experience. So I've a few study periods or free classes.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's really good of you. Thanks for coming in on the strength
of that.
The transition year, I've a daughter in transition year, and I'm loving her enjoyment of it.
There's,
you know, some people are a bit against it, but I just love the freedom after the intensity of the junior cert and the incoming clouds of fifth and sixth year. It's a lovely breather.
It's a nice little break for them, all right. Yeah, it's a little bit tougher on teachers trying to set curriculum for them and all. So we enjoy this 2 week break when they go off on their work experience.
And
have them working for a change.
A little taste of the real world.
A taste of the real world, yeah. Hopefully they're being worked hard.
Did you always want to win an All-Ireland medal?
I definitely would say that, as opposed to the want to know. I knew I wanted to be a hurler before I knew what kind of job I wanted to do, and I said I'd work that out after when I had to.
Yeah.
But it was kind of coming through the end of college, I knew I needed to work out what I needed to
how
do.
How it was
going
to work, yeah. Because you had family in All-Ireland winning teams before.
Yeah, I would have. My uncles would have, and my father played for the club for a long time.
Yeah.
So hurling was always the be-all and end-all, as it were, all the way up under age now. As you get older, you kind of realise that winning can't be everything. I used to get very, very upset when I lost.
How would that upset manifest itself?
I don't know, crying in bed for 2 or 3 days. I remember in college when I was doing Christmas exams, I think I caught myself on after that one, but it would affect you a lot. Sometimes, but you kind of, you get over that as you get older, and you realise there's more important things as well. And you know, it makes the winning all the sweeter when you're able to take the losing as well.
But you know, taking the loss that bad, even in college, I would have thought that you're a bit old to be crying in bed. But I understand that if you're that passionate about something,
crying in bed is probably an exaggeration.
No, but you
would be very upset. Yeah,
I understand.
It's hard to get up and go out and things like that.
So would you? Sorry, they're having a wave inside there. Yeah, there. Would you find that? Did you have to kind of manage that? Did you, you know, obviously as a team, you probably have psychologists around you?
No, I don't have psychologists.
Do you not have
No. Once it ends, like when you lose a championship match, everyone goes away and you deal with it yourself. But it can be upsetting. I suppose if you think of what it might be like to win and you have yourself set up to win, and, you know, particularly when you're growing up underage, because you're under 14, you're under 16, and once you go over that, you're gone. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
I suppose once you reach senior, it's up to yourself whenever you feel like kind of retiring, whenever the legs don't go for you anymore.
You just keep on going.
Yeah, but underage, it just feels like you want to win a minor, you want to win under 21, and then when you lose, it kind of all comes crashing down, and it's very hard.
When you were 10... You were very ambitious.
Yeah, that's
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what was that speech you made when you were 10? You won the Féile Gael, was it?
There was Féile Gael. Féile Gael, a poetry competition that used to take place in Kilkenny CBS, as far as I remember. I remember very little of it.
Yeah.
And I remember my teacher, John Bulger, he wrote a speech for... we were supposed to do a poem. I remember doing old Irish poems, but this teacher now, John Bulger, if you told him to do one thing, he'd do the opposite. So he was always
they're great teachers, by the way.
Yeah, oh, brilliant. Yeah, have the best time with him.
Absolutely.
But I remember even his Christmas plays and everything always had to be a bit different.
Good.
So he wrote this just to be a bit different, and I remember doing it in Kilkenny CBS, talked out, I had a few lads behind me, and I remember we had fake blood on and everything, and we were doing the All-Ireland speech. But
so as your thing for this competition, you pretended you were giving your acceptance speech as an All-Ireland winner at the age of 10.
At the age of 10, yeah, back in 98, yeah.
And your loyal cousin found that tape.
Yeah, you see, it was when I won it, that wasn't the actual competition. When I won it, then we came home, and Dad wanted to record it.
Good.
So I had to do it again. And I have very little recollection of doing it again, but... I think he was transferring DVDs a few years ago,
and he found it. And we have it, Lester. We have it. We want the people of Kilkenny to hear young Lester Ryan, aged 10 years old, practicing his All-Ireland acceptance speech. This is a portent of things to come. This is a man who knew his fate. It was written in the stars. It was written in every blade of grass in Croke Park. This was a man who knew, as the fates collided, where he was going, which was all the way to the tippy top top. Have a listen to this.
President hands over the Liam McCarthy Cup to Lester Ryan. Kilkenny are the champions once more. Champions of 2014. Champions. fifth time. Ten wins for him as well.
Wow, that is real. That's kind of goosebumpy, isn't it? Because there you are as a little fella there, the voice not broken, obviously, and practicing yourself. And there you are as the warrior for your team and your county. That's spectacular reach,
16
actually.
Years on, yeah.
16 years on.
Yeah, so.
How does that feel, listening to the two?
It's strange hearing them both together, actually. I never listened to them both together.
Yeah.
Voice has changed a lot, all right.
Yeah, it's a little bit. And you got a bit bigger around the shoulders.
Figure, yeah. Oh, hopefully you'll be thinking that anyway.
Let's talk about stepping out onto that pitch with the likes of Henry Shefflin and all the greats.
It's brilliant. I think at the start of the year, I think I said to someone about one of my dreams would be to win an All Ireland on the pitch with the likes of Henry Shefflin, Jackie Turrell, JJ Laney, Tommy Welch. And someone said that's actually a strong possibility. It's brilliant now. In fairness to Henry, he would have been a hero of a lot of the players on the team because of his age. And for him to win his 10th All-Ireland medal was... And he'd play it down. He's modest himself. I think the panel acknowledges just how special it was probably for him to win his 10th.
And to be there for it. And that was your first, so...
I know, that'd be actually my third.
Your third, sorry.
First on the field, all right.
All right, field. Yeah. And now you're, as captain. Mm. Is there a pressure that goes with that? Is there a sense that...
I don't think there is in Kilkenny. I think there is in other counties.
What's the difference?
Well, Kilkenny's is picked off your senior county champions. So you're being selected on the back of being successful in your own club. Okay. And it doesn't come with any responsibilities as such or expectations. You're just one of 37 players on the panel, as it were, this year. And you're expected to be the exact same as every one of them. And everyone's expected to be a leader in their own right.
Okay.
In terms of in what they do and how hard they train and setting the standard for everyone else.
Your speech was noted and notable because it was Australia.
Australia, yeah.
And was that your own decision or was it suggested to you? How did you come to
that? Yeah, well, a friend of mine, Brother Damien Brennan, he's an Irish teacher out in Callan. When we got through to the Allianz League final, obviously, I knew there was a possibility that I could make a speech and... to respect the whole Gaeilge thing, to do a small bit of it in Irish. So I asked him for help with it, and he did. And then we got to the Leinster final, and I rang him again, and I said, I'm going to need another one just in case we win tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he obliged me, but he said, if we win tomorrow, if we get through to an All-Ireland final, you're doing the All-Ireland final in
Irish.
Irish.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's fine, not really knowing what it would mean. And then we won the All-Ireland semi-final against Limerick, and we kind of... stuck to our agreement. I met him the next day or the day after, and we talked about what we might want to say in Irish, what it mean in English, and he had a great few shanuckles and things like that.
Good.
Very meaningful.
Yeah.
To Gaeilge Tours and others, and he kind of laughed. He said that we could be 30,000 people looking up at you now, and they won't even know what you're saying. We'll have a good laugh about it. There'll be a few people that know it.
Yes.
And so I sat down and I learned with him over the space of maybe 2-3 days, and that was the end of it. Then went to All-Ireland final and saw it again.
Because you're a great man for practicing the speeches, aren't you? I mean, you put a lot of effort
in me.
It must be. Okay, well, look, congratulations on all your success. It's a real pleasure. You're very humble, very affable guy, and I'm delighted for you. I can see why you're captain and a leader of men, so well done.
Thank you.
Can I ask you why you were called Lester?
After my uncle Lester, and he was called Lester after what would be my great-grandmother. Her surname would have been Lester.
So they kept the name.
Kept the name. So my responsibility maybe to
keep it going. Do you have? Are you in a relationship or do you?
I have a girlfriend, Niamh, for the last 7 years.
Oh, so for 7 years.
7 years, a long time.
And you're what age?
I'm 26. Yeah.
Oh, that was 19. An early start.
Early start. Yeah.
College relationship?
No. We won. What did we win? 2007. We won a club championship. And there was Club All-Star Night going on, and I asked her, would she be my date, and we're there since. So.
God, where was that on? That
I was on Langton's Hotel.
For sure. Look, where love stories begin.
That's where it all starts.
Where it all starts.
Lockie Kenny relationships have probably started in Langton's
and Hotel. Ended.
And ended anyway.
Well, congratulations on
more dramatic circumstances than it started, I'd say.
I would imagine. And kind of late into the night, maybe, as well. And they might have made up the next day, too. Let's not put a dampener on it. Exactly. A continued success in your teaching life, and now, as we know, your Langton's love life. And in your speech making life.
Thanks, Bill.
I've really enjoyed meeting you, Lester, and thanks for your time today. Ryan. Real pleasure. Lester Ryan joining us live in the Chip Family.